Bedtime Stories Podcast. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. It's time for the weekly challenge, where I post the topic to the site and you come up with a story. Weekly challenge number 249 has the topic of frozen bananas, so let's see what y'all came up with on that topic. First up is Tom. Let's hear what he's got to say.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and tonight's story is called Who Wants to Live Forever? I run a cryo firm called Fruits on Ice. We freeze all kinds, lots of apples, a bunch of pears, strawberries, and tomatoes. In 2020, the University of Hawaii discovered Ascension Pineapple. Well, the rest of the vegetative kingdom followed suit. They organized, elected congressmen. In 2035, they made history with the first banana president. After 8 years, he was looking pretty bad, but surprisingly still conscious. A grateful nation decided it was best to freeze their beloved fruit. That's him over there in the presidential cryo suite. I tear up whenever I walk past old frozen banana Barack.
I guess it had to be a pineapple, because peaches, they don't do politics so well. They bruise too easily. Thank you, Tom. And be sure to check out Tom's revelations on how he writes 100-word stories every day. All right, we've got some more stories here for you. Let's go ahead and check out Zach Mann and hear what he's got on the topic of frozen bananas.
That was a strange murder weapon, detective. Just how did you figure it out? Actually, I have a Pollen Storm tribute band called Frozen Bananas. And I was looking to see if our new video had any hits on YouTube. When I saw these videos about how cold winter gets in Minnesota, and the victim had been hit repeatedly with a blunt object, we searched the mulch pile. It was hard to get prints off a banana peel. Also, to come to the conclusion that the wife of the suspect committed no crime making a fruit smoothie.
Those smoothies, they'll get you in the end. Thank you, Zach, man. Next up is Dave from the Jen and Dave show, but it looks like Jen's got the voice of those two because Dave didn't record the story. I guess I'll need to record it with the midget. One moment, please.
I've had my store for years. I've seen it all since I opened my doors in 1974. Right across from me was one of those as seen on TV stores. If you saw it on TV, you could find it there. They had the Super Funky Ball, Easy Feet, Nappy Nappers, and Camel Toe Be Gone. Some of it good stuff to make your life easier. Most of it was just crap. So that store went under. Then a combo store opened up. It was half a smoothie store and half adult novelty store. Their biggest seller was the frozen bananas.
Thank you, Dave, for that story. And thank you, Midget, for filling in for Dave, because he didn't feel like recording it. No, really, it's okay. The Midget has nothing better to do all week long. Doesn't vacuum, doesn't do the litter boxes. He's a total jerk. Next up is Michael S. He also didn't read the story. I guess Jen won't let him talk either. So, let's go ahead and share you his story, courtesy of, that's right, that lazy midget.
I read the death certificate aloud to my brother and sister. Hey, it was their father, too. Above the coroner's signature, I read the abbreviation DBFB. I turned away from my reading and looked across to our lawyer, with a questioning look on my face. Apparently, he explained, your father was stabbed to death by blunt objects while working in the Arctic in search of oil. He put up one hell of a fight, but was overcome by the force of so many frozen bananas. Thus, DBFB, death by frozen bananas. Undeserving of any intelligent response, I simply returned to my reading.
Okay, so we've had politics, sex, and death. All right, those cover the big three. What's the next one? Money. Someone's going to do money. I know it. I haven't even read these yet. I just copy. I know, I'm supposed to listen to these during the week and then ask people, hey, did you mean not to send in a recording? And at this point, if they forget to attach it, you know, it's Sunday morning. I just gotta be lazy. Okay, so thank you, Michael, and thank you once again, Midget, for filling in for Michael's voice. He stands in a lot. At some point, you know, I wish I could get that Ted Williams guy. You know, the bum with the frozen voice who, you know, the first thing that happened was his family, oh, we miss him, he's so wonderful, because they smelled money. You know, if I were to, you know, come into a few million dollars, if I were to go homeless for a year or two, and then someone discovers me for my golden voice, because really it is, and my family were to all come in, oh, we missed you so much, I would use those millions to have them killed. Just saying. Speaking of which, family. It looks like Chris, the nuclear kid, is going to be sending in more stories, because this is such a family-friendly podcast. Okay, so Chris, I'm excited to hear what you've got. I am being encouraging and excited, but I will also be helpful in any criticisms I give. Does anyone really believe that? Okay, here's Chris, the nuclear kid.
Ice Storm and the Frozen Bananas. Ice Storm the dragon ate warriors for breakfast. Every year, Ice Storm roamed the lands, turning people and crops to ice. A boy ran through the forest and up the mountain to Ice Storm's cave.
Who goes there?
Roared the dragon.
Another warrior trying to kill me?
No, I want you to stop eating people. Ice Storm laughed.
What should I eat, boy?
The boy held out bananas from the forest. Try these. The dragon's breath froze the fruit as he ate them.
Yummy.
That's how Ice Storm stopped eating people. But the monkeys were in for a surprise.
I liked that one. I like that. I did. It's kind of cute. Kind of strange, but I like that. That's a different perspective on things. Feeding bananas to a dragon. I should try that someday. The next time I see a dragon, I'm going to feed him bananas. But I'm going to have to bring two bananas into work, because I always eat a banana in the morning. But if I bring two in, one for the dragon, one for me. He's not getting both of my bananas. No way. No, then I'll fight the dragon. Thank you, Chris. All right. Well, your dad's here, and he's got a story. Oh, man, now there's going to be, what happens? Let's say that you guys come up for a tie, and it's going to be, Dad, are you fighting, right? You know, like fighting over video games, or fighting over the last potato. Oh, man, I remember the fights I used to have over the dinner table over the last potato. No, no, this is my potato. No, this is my potato. My brother would jump in. I don't like potatoes. So, you will fight over the potato, or you're a wimp. You know, that kind of thing. So, here's Steven the Nuclear Man. And don't fight over the potatoes. Fight over the bananas. Okay, there's no need to fight.
It's worth noting that due to our host's blundering fingers, I originally saw this week's weekly challenge as 4 Zen bananas. It's all his fault, really. Entirely. The banana monk knelt before the saffron-robed master. "What must I do to achieve enlightenment?" the banana supplicant asked the plantain master, though they both only spoke Mandarin. The plantain smiled and stepped past the puzzled supplicant. He returned with cherries, whipped topping, and ice cream. He sprayed the whipped topping on the supplicant. The banana got very angry. "Make me one with everything!" the supplicant shrieked. "That stupid joke doesn't even make sense in Mandarin!" The plantain sat down, smiled, and applauded, even though plantains have no hands. And thus did they both achieve Zen.
Thank you, Stephen. And I'm sorry that, did you misread the topic or did I mistype it? Now I'm confused. I probably made the mistake because I'm horribly lazy and I don't fix my mistakes or even go back. Quality control, what's that? Although, man, why is it when people have sore throats or colds or whatever, they have the coolest voices? Although that may have been her normal voice, and now she's going to be even madder at me. Oh, no. She's going to rip the heads off of Why are people going into the museums and ripping the heads off of mummies in protest? You're supposed to kill them with fire, stupid. No, people sound real cool when they're ill. We should all get ill one week. We should make that a challenge. Everyone get ill and then read it with your worst crackly voice. And then for the topic, I think misreading the topic or mistyping the topic, if I'm going to accept blame for once in my life, misreading the topic results in some cool stuff. Maybe come up with a really plain topic and then tell people misread it slightly. You know, take a little twist. A twist. So thank you, Stephen, and thank you to your family, and hope you're all doing better. Although, don't completely recover, because you had a cool voice in this one. Nothing personal, but man, that was awesome. So anyone needing scraggly voices for their podcast, talk to Steve. Next one is AM Early. She has returned. And so we are not completely without women folk this week. This is not a segregated podcast. We allow women. We allow people of other skin colors than brown. We allow, and we do allow orange. So, John Boehner, you're allowed to send in a story. We do allow people of different sexual persuasions. So it doesn't matter whether you like to do things with farm animals or domestic. Either way, we're completely open. We allow anyone to write a story. As long as it's not, well, it can be hateful, but it needs to be funny. So let's welcome AM Early back to the podcast. And really, domestic animals. You're a kitty kitty.
I came to Vegas to gamble my career as an illusionist. 2 years on, and I'm little more than an usher in a casino stage show. Before work, I stopped at a bench to think of a way to get enough money for my own show or to go back to Nebraska. Then I saw the light. Or eclipse, actually. A gangly frat boy tourist stood over me. He apparently thought the way that I was eating my frozen banana was an advertisement for prostitution. Well, it is legal here. However, I can think of another way to get his money. Although theft and assault are not legal here.
Wait, I they're not legal in Vegas? Oh, crap. I better not go back there then. Man, I knew I should have worn gloves. Thank you, A.M. Early. And, yeah. So how's that career as the illusionist going? Although, really, just because you go back to Nebraska, it doesn't mean that you can't be the best stage magician in Nebraska. I think they really, you know, there are magicians everywhere in Vegas. There are more magicians than, I think, civil engineers. So really, you know, making tigers disappear as opposed to formulating mixes of concrete that work with overpasses, there's an imbalance there. But for magicians in Nebraska, I think there's more of a need for magicians in Nebraska. I don't know. Anyone from Nebraska want to confirm this? Maybe we need to look up the Department of Labor statistics in Nebraska. There is work there, right? Whoop, sorry. All they got is corn huskers. Look at all this corn. It needs husking. This corn ain't going to husk itself. God, what am I doing in IT? Oh, I haven't moved over to sales yet, by the way. I'm still trying not to kill everybody. Next up is a Terrazabyte, otherwise known as Fricker or Vincent. And check out his site. He's doing the fitness weight loss thing. So he is going from, how would you describe that number that you had? From a very large number to a smaller number is his goal. Although, I don't know what a healthy law, talk to your doctor and not just, you know, hey, doc, you going to use the whole fist this time? No. Seriously, talk to your doctor. So here is Terrazabyte with his story. And do not take anything that I say on this podcast as medical advice, but you can take it as legal advice. So, and if I give you legal advice, take it as medical advice. I'm really looking forward to jury duty.
Hey, this is Vince Terrazas, also known as Terrazabyte, Vinny, Vince, Vincent, Fricker, Fracker, the idiot that lives in a van down by the river. Actually, currently in this stage of life, my actual nickname is V-Man. So if you're looking for a nickname to call me, V-Man would be the one. Oh, wait a minute. I need an intro in here. Many of the 100 word creators here have a really cool intro, and I need one. Here are a few of my favorite intros.
When you were young and your heart
they won't do. I'll try to create one of my own for next week. And now for my 100 word story for weekly challenge 249, Frozen Bananas. And this story is based on a true story. My refrigerator broke down last week with some sort of thermostat issue. I called the repairman and gave him the details about what the problem was. I told him that the freezer warms up and thaws everything inside, and that the fridge part gets so cold that it freezes everything on that side. After waiting at the house from sometime between 8 and 5, he finally showed up and had the strangest look on his face after I greeted him at the door. Am I ever so glad to see you? I have a frozen banana in my pocket.
There you go. Thank you, V-Man. Although, does this mean that when Valentine's Day comes up and people start calling it V-Day, like they call Thanksgiving Turkey Day and Christmas, put up a tree and spend a lot of money day, or they call it Yule. V-Day will be yours? I'm confused. I think what needs to happen at this point is you come up with another nickname. At least three. So, thank you, Fricker. And see? There. Old habits die hard. And, five for five. There you go. You're doing the marathon, man. You're doing it. And speaking of marathon, the Houston Marathon is today, which means, we are surrounded. We're in a kind of a weird enclave here where we live. So no traffic gets in and out because we're completely trapped. And, we're unable to, get anywhere from here. There's like news crews or porta potties everywhere. I like tipping them over. Not that I do them around here in case the Houston police are listening. I don't think the FBI cares about tipped over porta potties, right? It's not a terrorist act. Okay. Okay, so next up is TJ. Oh man, if you tipped over a porta potty in North Dakota, oh God. It would be like a frozen casket. Actually, you tip over a porta potty and it can act as an ice cooler. So, there you go. That ingenuity up there in the north, which is why they're just hopping and booming and buzzing. And if you try to do all three, people might look at you strangely. Here's TJ and his take on sociopathy.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where after 3 or 4 days of above-freezing temperatures, we had a cold front come in from Canada. I'll tell you, if you want a frozen banana, just go outside for 7 minutes. And this is free enterprise. The kid across the way had a lemonade stand. It was 90 degrees and people were drawn to his ice-cold refreshment. I thought, what beats cold? Frozen. I'd dip a frozen banana in chocolate, and indeed, people would plunk a dollar down for the tasty treat. I doubled my profits when I determined they'd pay the same amount for half a banana. Between us, we'd locked up the neighborhood. Then Sally opened her snow cone stand, which did brisk business, until it mysteriously burned down. It's their own fault for turning The Art of War into a children's book.
you got the pop-up version too? Oh man, I got so many library fines because of that book, and then we burned the library down, and they didn't have the records anymore, and I kept the book. Take the high ground. Take the high ground. Pulling the tab. Take the high ground. Oh, sorry. Thank you, TJ. And I'd just like to say at this point that children burning things down and acts of arson, that's a winner in my book. Next up is Norval Joe. And I'm just reading through. Sometimes, okay, I'm going to read the story before I play it. That way I know. So, huh? Maybe I should keep this one for myself. No. You guys send the stories in with the understanding that I'll put them on here. But this one, I kind of like it.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press. And I want to remind you that the autism benefit issue of Flying Island Press will be putting it together in the next few months. If you have a story you'd like to include in it, please let me know as soon as you can. We have 5 pretty good stories so far, and I'm about to open it up to Duotrope and see what other people have to offer. But I'd rather use friends and familiar people first. So if you have something to share with us, let me know, and we'll work on it with you. Well, here's my story for the weekly challenge number 249 with a prompt of frozen bananas.
What the heck are those things?
Gefilte said, as she fluttered her fairy wings to hold her diminutive body at shoulder level to the rest of the fellowship. Tall, black cylinders towered obliquely above the heads of the party and exuded a sweet scent. Sartorius stretched his long elfin muscles and kicked forward through large, twisted husks. They're bananas. This is the frozen banana forest. Gluteus the gnome snickered.
These are the ice giant's favorite food. Hopefully we can get through the worst of it before the giants show up.
Distant booms warned they might just have run out of time. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. And hopefully those fairy forest elf creatures will escape the giants. Who knows? I wonder how the story would be written from the perspective of the giants. What do you people think? Leave your thoughts on that in the comments, even though none of you have left any comments on any stories on any shows for over 100 weeks, which means you don't really care about each other. You're just in it for your own glory. Good. Yes, do what the llama tells you. Now we have Justin, who decided to write a song but didn't record it himself. And also, he didn't get some other Scotland to do it. I guess it wasn't in a Scottish sort of way, and he thought this is a midget thing. This is going to involve production. Do you honestly think the midget's going to put a lot into production on a Sunday morning when the marathon is running? My God, we want to watch the marathon and people running around. It's almost as exciting as people running in circles. All right. Let's see if I can... No, you can't sing it off key. Speaking of key, Frank Key of Hooting Yard? Oh my God. That is some seriously weird stuff. Anyway, here's Justin and his story.
Yes, we have frozen bananas. We have frozen bananas today. We're in the tropics in our parkas, 'cause the worst did happen here. It wasn't global warming. It wasn't an oncoming ice age. But yes, we have frozen bananas. We have frozen bananas today. Here's what really happened. Please don't start your laughing. I could decide what I wanted to munch on last Thursday's lunch. I held the fridge door open, trying to find good food I was hoping, but then substance on which I was doping knocked me right onto me rump. The door stayed open all night. Yes, we have frozen bananas. Yes, we have our frozen bananas today.
The world is running out of monkeys. Worried scientists came up with a plan to capture and store monkeys cryogenically. Despite billions of dollars in research and hundreds of frozen monkeys, they never managed to revive the beasts. Then, they come up with a plan to keep just frozen monkey embryos in storage. Those, they knew how to revive. But if the world ran out of monkeys, where would they be implanted? It took a few more $1 billion worth of research to figure out how to implant them into humans. And that's how my dad explained my little sister.
And that's it for this week on the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 249, Frozen Bananas, or for Zen Bananas, if you read a perfectly typed topic incorrectly. Okay, maybe I'm here smoking. Perhaps one week we're going to have just, you know, a normal word and then have people read it incorrectly. That could be some really weird stories there. Just as long as Justin doesn't make the midget sing, I will get even with you if it's the last thing I ever do. So, if you want to learn more about the people who wrote and recorded their stories this week, the links are in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with a poll where you can let people know which ones were good, which ones were great, and which ones you're very angry about. And be sure to share your anger in the comments, even though none of you ever do. Come on, share, open up your feelings. Vulnerability isn't a liability. Also, there's links to everyone who used to be a part of the weekly challenge in the sidebar, so you can track down their email address and say, come on, come back, be a part of it. Speaking of which, where did Danny go? He had said in Twitter that he was going, I don't know. Oh, Twitter! At 100 Word Stories, or on Facebook, where there are 35 or 36 fans, meaning we have a long way to go before we catch up with Dawn and Drew, those freaking weirdo perverts. Yes, it's been almost 6 years, and I still don't, I never understood. What's the appeal, really? Can someone explain the appeal of Dawn and Drew? Have they gotten any better? Have they given up by now? I haven't given up. I just keep writing this card. And by the way, this podcast is hopefully semi-family friendly this week. I'm not sure. Have I sworn? I still put the explicit tag on it just in case. I've said enough. I'm going to go ahead and slice and dice this. So thank you all for listening and being a part of the weekly challenge. I'll see you all next week. The topic for next week is a little weird. We got close to a tie, and I thought, let's have some fun with it. So the topic for next week is going to be, if it ever comes up here, eye drops, and it's just magic. So have a little fun with that. If you want to, you can, you know, read it wrong and call it "It's Just Eye Drops." It's Just Magical Eye Drops. I don't know. Have fun with it. That's all I want you to do. If you take this way too seriously, you need to step back a bit. But don't step outside. Your bananas will freeze in 7 minutes. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief. Closing.